Chris James is joining us now, who is with us from the Motor Neurone Disease Association. Because, as we were saying earlier, remember the ice bucket challenge? Everyone throwing water over their head, raising money for the Motor Neurone Disease Association. I'm sure at the time people were thinking, oh yeah, where's the money going to go? Is it going to make a difference? Well, we now report this morning that it has. If you were listening earlier, Chris and Sam Mans from Portsmouth lost their dad, Kim, to the disease, and between them they've raised in excess of £40,000.
When the ice bucket challenge kind of first came about, Dad was logging onto the Just Giving page that was set up, and you know, it's £50,000. He'd go to bed, wake up the next day, check the total, then it was £100,000. And just over the course of, you know, a 2-week period, seeing him, he was so chuffed to see that those millions were kind of coming through the Just Giving page there to support the MNDA. It certainly gives a lot of hope. Not only to people who maybe are suffering with the disease now, but their friends, their family, their carers. Long term, hopefully, a cure will be found and no one will have to go through this awful disease again.
And this research could help scientists identify who's at an increased risk of fatal illness. And let's say hello to Chris James from the MND Association. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Julian.
And the official title, Director of External Affairs.
That's right, yes.
So this is good because so often we hear about big fundraising campaigns. There's sometimes a bit of scepticism where people go, oh, yeah, where's the money going? Now we've got a result, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite extraordinary. I mean, it was an amazing time 2 years ago when everybody was throwing buckets of water over their heads and having fun, and at the same time raising awareness of motor neuron disease and actually raising money for motor neuron disease and in particular for research. And we've had this really exciting research finding in recent weeks, which is that they found one of the genes that they think will be contributing to why people develop MND, so as a direct result of research funded by the Ice Bucket Challenge.
And you asked members what they wanted the money to be spent on. Tell me a bit more about that, where you've got basically fundraisers driving the research.
Yeah, well, that was really interesting. I mean, this was an extraordinary phenomenon. We didn't expect it to happen, and it came somewhat out of the blue. But having raised over £7 million in a very short period of time, really over a few days, over the bank holiday of August 2 years ago, we decided that we really ought to ask our members and supporters and people with MND and their families and carers really what we should spend the money on. And they categorically said research. That was the thing they wanted to spend most of the money on. And we had a number of exciting projects that we were already supporting that we thought we could give extra money to. And this was one of them, Project Mine, which is an international collaboration. So it's very good that we've been able to perhaps speed up that research through the Ice Bucket Challenge funding.
And let's just mention the family of Kim Manns, because the two boys that his sons were on the show earlier, it's them and all their friends and family and so many others like them that have made the difference.
Absolutely, and it's families like theirs, and who've suffered really the whole process of MND. This is a devastating condition. Half of people die within 2 years of diagnosis, and a third within a year, and it has a devastating effect on the individual and the family that's supporting them. And it's just so marvellous that people like Kim's family go out and fundraise and make the effort to fundraise, but also to raise awareness of MND as well. And we couldn't do it without their support.
Well done to Sam and Chris and all their friends and family who were on the show earlier. Chris, thank you for being there this morning and raising awareness again about motor neurone disease, and it's important that happens.